is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all back to earth, it's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Out of eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, what I'm talking about. Get it.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, the Pan American Health Organization, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads. And of course, you know, it is the Wednesday edition of Talking Heads. And I'll figure out the mic's now in a second. All right, we good now. We good, Mr. Producer, we good? We good, be solid? All right. What is it? This one popping, boy. This one ain't playing. I guess I got to use this one every day. Anyhow, happy Wednesday, everybody, man. Wednesday edition of Talking Heads is on right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You boy. Until... I would say 6 o'clock, no departure before that. So yeah, you got me until 6 on this Wednesday edition. We're going to open up the lines in short order, but like I said, this is the Wednesday edition. We're going to get you over the hump, and you know, as we get into it, I like your minds to be right, all right? So I'm going to open up the phone lines. I got your brain teaser lined up. Let's get through that, and then of course, you know, we'll get to what we need to talk about. Lots of headlines, lots of things buzzing, so buckle up. Phone lines are open, 323-6232. 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. All right. We're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes this afternoon. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner, Mike Rivera. Feature comedian, VM Parmesan, and yours truly, Funny Show from start to finish, 2-for-1 on all locals. Doors open at 8 p.m. Showtime is at 9 p.m. And we're located between the card and the beach towel over there at the beautiful Atlantis, all right? All you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. Now, I got to big up Mr. Craig P. Robinson. Popped in last night. Craig got a bunch of credits going on. In case you aren't familiar with Craig, some of y'all are sitting there going, I know the name. The Office is one of the big credits, okay? In addition to The Office, you know, from The Hot Tub Time Machine, okay? You're starting to get familiar now? Well, hey, he popped in last night. He's no stranger to the club. We've had him here twice before. He popped in last night, did his thing, and it was off the chain. So it was one heck of a show last night. And big up to Craig P. Robinson for passing through, always showing love, and I'm making sure that he represents. Every time he's in the 242, he definitely will show up at Joker's Wild and do the darn thing, all right? So, yeah, definitely, you know, definitely big up to Craig P. Robinson doing his thing last night. Yeah, man, definitely. Now next time you need to bring Steve Carevin, he coming, he's all over, it's all good. But definitely a good time last night. Now, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to jump on into, all right? So, Here's the dealio. You got to work for this one, okay? It's going to be easy. You got to work for this. No mailing in on this one today. Got your Joker's Wild tickets up for grabs. Like I said. And I'll give you a trivia right now. I want to make you work today, though. I really don't want you to just, like, breeze through it. Y'all were pretty good yesterday, but y'all were way off. Y'all said everything except for getting drunk. And that was the answer. They don't care. On dry land, you're getting braced up. They're having a good time today at the party. They don't care. All right, what we got for you today? Here we go. Buckle up. All right. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 32% or 32 out of 100 say they have an extra pair of these in their car. What is it? Or an extra one of these, however you want to say it, in their car. That's your mind-bending brain teaser you got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? As you get your answers in, we will proceed to the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? And remember, your question today is 32% out of 100 Bahamian surveyed, 50 men, 50 women, 32% or 32 out of 100 said they have one of these or an extra one of these or an extra pair of these in their car. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain tease. You got between now and the news and the top of the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Not a mask, not glasses. Who said sandals? Sandals? Really? Sandals? No, sir. All y'all wrong right now. Work on it and get back at me. All right, and let's slide up into it. Into your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now. Both locations of Fine Threads. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Check them out online, finethreads.com. All the new arrivals are there. You can do your shopping online and then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right? Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Plaza, both available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out right now, finethreads.com. All right. And with some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. And a lot of things popping. A lot of things, you know. Questions arising. Questions abound. BPSU. Time not right for an NIB rate hike. That's the main one. Okay? That jumps out. Now the unions are chiming in. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Bahamians too challenged to pay any more. Bahamas Public Service Union President Kinsley Ferguson said yesterday, now is not the right time to increase the contribution rate at the National Insurance Board, nor should the retirement age be increased from 65 to 67. We know that one of the major means by which the government is able to carry out its agenda is taxing its citizenry, said Ferguson, who was asked about the recommendations contained in the 11th Actuarial Review of NIB. At this particular time, I do not support an increase in NIB contributions. We've been challenged with Hurricane Dorian. We've been challenged with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Bahamians are struggling. There are still some family members who are still unemployed. So, no, I do not support an increase at this time. So, there you have it from the unions, or one, you know, faction of the unions. Another headline that jumps out. Three murdered in less than 12 hours. Police said three men were murdered in separate incidents on Monday and early Tuesday morning. First murder happened after 2 p.m. on Carmichael Road. Police said a man was stabbed outside a business and taken to the hospital where he later died. The victim, police said, was involved in a fight with another man who stabbed him. Police said the man is in custody in relation to that matter. Second murder happened on Dean Street after 10 p.m. A group of men was standing outside a business when a car pulled up. One of the occupants started shooting at the crowd, hitting four of the men, police said. The victim was taken to hospital where one of the men died. Police said the other three were listed as in serious condition. And finally, the third murder happened shortly after midnight on Tuesday. Police said they responded to reports of gunshots at the intersection of Beatrice Avenue and the Charles W. Saunders Highway. Police said an altercation broke out between three men inside a car, pulled a gun, and shot the other two men. The men exited the car and ran along Beatrice Avenue. One of the men collapsed and died. The shooter returned to the car and fled the scene. So there we have it. And all within 12 hours. But yet we hear reports the crime is down. I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Okay, Bremen here.
What's going on, Bremen? How art thou?
I'm right here. Why, twice I'm going to say, those cars be speeding through Mason's Addition on Saxon's Way, they got to realize water bees in the street. Not because around here filled with a lot of criminality or criminals, you should be speeding like that, because everybody are criminals. Especially if you see me walking the street with my cane, slow down, man. You'll just be wetting me up.
Yeah, but Brayman, I cry that every day for you, man. I hate to know when it's raining, you guys walking on the sidewalk, people just indiscriminately go through the puddles and match up. Yeah. That's not cool at all.
That, man. I hope you'll be around until God wants you to move.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, and I wish the same for you too, my brother.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man.
A couple things I wanted to say.
What you got for me?
Boys, let me make a try at the what somebody keeps in the car.
Okay, go ahead.
A jumper.
No, that's a good answer, but that's more than 32%.
Okay. Oh, okay. I missed that. Okay, other thing is, right? The police, right? I don't think they'd be governing this country appropriately. You see what I'm saying? It seems as if as though if they can't get in a car, when they knock off, they go home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And most of the time, it's only one car. I call the station, they tell me there are no cars. You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't have to be said to me.
That seems like that's an excuse a lot of times. I've heard some other people reach out to me, too, and say we've reached out and we've been told there is no car available.
Yeah. Let me ask you something else, right? Let me ask you something. If the government were to implement income tax, what do you think the National Insurance Board would look like, or funds would look like?
Boy, it should look pretty good, but do you know how many rich people here who don't like to pay taxes would freak themselves right out to have to pay income tax or property
worry about
tax?
The rich people, because they don't worry about the poor people. The thing is, implement it.
I feel you. But I don't know. I don't know if we have any government that has the backbone to do it. Remember that previous administration, Prime Minister, said he was going to, deal with property tax down there behind the gates and so on and so forth. And one letter came back and tail tuck and away he went. Nothing to mention of it ever again.
But let it be the poor people, right?
Of course.
They wouldn't be checking at the poor people carrying the weight of the country now.
Right. I think the burden should be equally displaced. You know what I mean? Equally displaced on the shoulders of who needs to carry.
Those people, not only those rich people, those people in government also don't want anything come out of their check. That's the reason why they don't want, that's one of the reasons I think they don't want to implement it. Implement income tax, man.
Yeah, income tax and property tax. Enforce it. Collect it.
Not only that, Naughty, those taxes in which they had not been, picking up.
But they've been delinquent on. They need to go and collect them as well.
Yes. Stop creaming the... Thank you for your time.
My brother, thank you for your contributions. As always, always good stuff. All right. Let's slide out of... let's just wrap up the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by, like I said, Fine Threads. 12 murders three murders in 12 hours. That's crazy. And then if that's not bad enough, this is what's really jumped out at me. And we really need to look at the evils in society. And we need to continue to address it. And I got to have... Rise back on here again, my group from Rise Bahamas, because we got to keep this, aware to the public and not let it go on deaf ears and blind eyes. Story by Jasper Ward. Girl 9 abducted, sexually assaulted. A 9-year-old girl was taken from her home in Grand Bahama and sexually assaulted, according to police. Shortly before 6 a.m. on Monday, the father of the child went to check his daughter's bedroom and discovered that she was missing, police reported. The man reported to police that he immediately checked the inside and outside of his home, but could not locate his daughter. He then checked his surveillance camera and saw an unknown, slim, dark-skinned man who was shirtless and wearing long jeans entering the home and leaving with his daughter. Police said the control room received a report about the incident shortly before 7 a.m. As a result, according to police, officers were sent to investigate. The officers conducted a search and found the child walking in the area of South Bahamia, police reported. Police said a man was later arrested. The man who is expected to be arraigned in the magistrate's court this week is assisting with the investigation and other matters. Now, Here we go again. This screams again for the Marco alert. None of it, nowhere in here did I hear the Marco alert was issued. And people, no, isn't that supposed to be issued? Is it working or not? It's getting very frustrating with that. Because why did I hear anything in here saying that a issued? Isn't that what that's set up for? Secondly, I know we had a tragic situation. And the last time they mentioned a sexual offender, vigilantism in some form, in my opinion, occurred because they found the individual dead like a week or two later after being released. We all remember that. It was in the dailies and in the public domain. We need to figure out how we're going to do it correctly. That the citizenry know who these monsters, who these pedophiles are, who are preying on our children. But at the same time, to avoid vigilantism. But at the end of the day, we need to know. And our children need to be protected. And our taxpayer dollar needs to be used like they say they're going to be used. And the equipment that they're used for needs to work. God. Anyway, let's take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. We'll take the first break of the show. On the flip side of the break, we'll check out The Buzz, all brought to you across by John Shoes. We'll get into the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you across by KFC Nassau. R. Kelly, gone for 30. Got 30 for being dirty. Yeah. Thank God. Might have even been 40 for being naughty. You know? He got 30, though. We'll talk about that coming up on The Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And toward the bottom of the hour, we'll get you hooked up with the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll open up the lines, and we'll talk about whatever you want to. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports. Earl of Pearl will be chiming in. We'll be joined by Peter Rahim in studio, and we'll have some special guests today. So keep it right where you got it. Fully loaded episode of Talking Heads continues right after the break, right here on Guardian 96.9 FM.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late Night Cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, 4:40 p.m. is the time. And let's get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. John reminds you, in addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, with all of the accessories to go along with, and a large selection for your kids, formal, casual, active, same thing for the ladies, same thing for the gents. And the gents, they got a great selection on Clark, so be sure to check them out as well. All right, fresh styles right there, John's, both locations. And don't forget, in addition to all that goodness, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you, too, at both John's locations. So check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. What's up? What you got buzzing? What's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
Pleasure. Good afternoon, my good buddy.
How are you?
Sparky here.
How are you, Sparks? What you got for me?
What's your topic today?
Well, actually, I'm opening the lines today. I'm getting into the buzz by John Shoes. You got anything buzzing with you?
Yeah, I was just guessing doing some split pea soup, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you ain't show off, and I got to use some split pea soup.
And if you was on my chat group, you would see I don't need show off. I show the pictures of me when I start and when I finish.
Then you need to put me in the chat group.
The only thing I can show you is how good it tastes.
Well, why don't you put me in the chat group? I'll work the rest of that.
I'm a daughter and my grandchildren in town, so I told them pass by after and 5 and
yeah,
come and get pick you. Up theirs, you
yeah,
know,
man.
That kind of thing.
That's good stuff, but, man.
Yeah, but you know, there's an open line thing. I want to ask for a question. I will rock at the house on the car everything this evening. And this is supposed to be a Christian nation, they told us, we were made with Christian morals or something like that in the Constitution, right?
Correct.
That's what it says. It didn't say we as a Christian nation say we grew up with Christian morals, right?
Right, morals. Okay. And godliness.
All my life going through the Anglican faith and everything, even serving on the altar, being in the back there of the vestry. Back then we used to call it choir boys and thing, you know, fellow serving on the altar with the priest and thing. Going through all of that, I used to always ask questions, and I used to always get ridiculed for asking these questions, but I remember when Jesus was young, and according to the King James Version of the Bible, at 12 years old, he went into the temple and questioned the high priest and all of them, and his mother, those, missed him, and when they came back, they found him in the temple. When his mother and Joseph came back, the high priest and them said, "What manner of child is this? Because this boy asking us some deep questions, remember that?"
Yeah, and he deep.
Uh-huh, and he deep. Now, a lot of people don't know that. I see a lot of people calling this show "quote dog out of the Bible" and things like that, like they some angel from heaven. But I just want to know if they know some history that I know. You know, at the age of 12, from then the next time you heard of Jesus, he was 30 years old, coming out of the wilderness to be baptized by John the Baptist in the Sea of Galilee.
Right.
And then his ministry only lasted 3 years, which means they crucified him at 33. But between 12 and 30, that's 18 years. You know the Bible don't tell you where he was for 18 years?
How many
people you think know where he was for 18 years?
You know where he was?
That's his whole childhood.
You know where he was?
Man, he was all over the place. He was traveling from east to west in search of more information.
Correct.
But they used to call them caravans and things like that, don't they?
And crusades and caravans and all of that. Yeah, caravans
yeah,
on the ground.
Mohabs and stuff like that, but you know, they said they have history, they have historical facts that he actually traveled to Ethiopia, to India. He even went as far east as China before he headed back home with a wealth of knowledge. And then he came back to mess with the high priest of his faith and the Roman Empire.
Right.
And when he met with the Roman Empire, that's when they started telling him to shut up.
right? Because he was bad for business.
I'm not shutting up because I'm about my father's business. Remember that?
There you go.
And then he didn't shut up, so he ended up on the cross because they used to crucify people daily every Friday. The Romans used to do that.
Sometimes upside down.
I'm sorry, but that's how they say.
But Sparky, get to your point, please, because you done got Texas throwing rock at you already.
But let me ask you this question. If all of this is known, why when we was growing up and we even had religious knowledge as a subject in school, I know because I passed religious knowledge, why in the churches they don't teach us all the history of the real Bible? Why, if God is my best friend, why is he such a mystery? Why is Jesus went on the Mount of Transfiguration and his friends say they saw him go up in a cloud? Now answer this to me. If he went up in a cloud, where did he go? And if he went to heaven, where is heaven? Can you ask the Pope or the bishops of this country to tell Sparky where heaven is? I know where the grave is, because that's the last place I see everybody go. Hello?
I'm listening, Sparky.
I know that everybody I see
but you know,
that
you know,
I know, and I remember, they went to a grave.
But I,
when they went to the grave, they'd be missing them at sea.
But I can segue this since you brought up religion.
But you remember, hold on, going up, I think it was one of the American spaceships.
The Challenger.
The Challenger, and it blew up in the air.
Correct.
Now, that's some people I see going up to heaven, they never come back.
Oh, Sparky,
oh, God. They never come back.
But let me ask you this. You brought up the question of religion. How come, I, once again, you hear no immediate response from the Christian Council or the clergy? And we had another heinous situation in Grand Bahama where a 9-year-old girl was abducted from her home and sexually assaulted and then left wandering the roads.
And they what? Left them wandering in the roads?
Wandering in the streets, correct. So
and then,
at this point, we're talking now, let's talk, you know, religion. Why don't we hear anything immediately from the Christian Council?
Why do religious people don't say the things that I know me and you say underneath the almond tree? If they find a culprit, I know one thing I would do. If it was my daughter, I would make sure he eat that thing between a hot dog bun and put that in his mouth.
Boy, Sparky, I got to let you go on that. That was a little too graphic. Yeah, I get where you're coming from on that one. But boy, I tell you, you made a lot of listeners cringe on that one. And you got my producer holding his stomach like painful. Like, that's painful, man. You visualize it too much, Mr. Producer. You shouldn't have. Don't visualize everything Sparky to say, you know. I get it. I don't know, boy. I guess Sparky been listening to Cassius Stewart because I hear Cassius Stewart on the talk show too saying the same thing. Cut it off. I mean, we don't need to be, you know, and great points, Sparky. You brought up some good points and stuff, but I don't think we need the barbarism. If we have books, if we have laws on the books, then deal with these individuals accordingly and make sure that the sentencing fits the crime and the sentence is served and vetted and meted out. It can't be this. It can't be the way it's going, man. We need to do better, and we have situations in place, and we have apparatus in place, and we have technology in place that we need to use to pay for it. Because once again, why was there no Marco alert issued for this? And I'm gonna stay on it because we've had folks from Rise Bahamas here, and we still haven't had 100%, you know, satisfaction rate on this Marco alert. Anytime a child is abducted, it should be sent out across the length and breadth of this nation, the entire archipelago. It's ridiculous. It's crazy ridiculous. Anyway, that's some of the things that are buzzing in the 242. We wrap up the buzz, all brought to you across by John Shoes. Slide up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And be sure to check out KFC Nassau. Let me tell you, man, drive-thrus are open until midnight. Entire menu. All right, Monday through Sunday, late night finger licking. You got until midnight to get your fried chicken on at your favorite KFC location. All of their drive-thrus open until midnight. All right, let's check out the woman. And one thing we got to talk about. One thing we got to talk about. All kind of people hullabalooing, making noise. R. Kelly gone to jail. Sentenced to 30 years. All right? He's going to be sentenced on racketeering, sex trafficking charges. This broke about 15 hours ago. It's been, you know, matriculating. But as of today, this afternoon, shortly after 4, from CNN, disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Wednesday, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York, following his conviction of racketeering and sex trafficking charges stemming from his efforts over years to use his fame to ensnare victims he sexually abused. Prosecutors had asked the judge to sentence Kelly, 55, to more than 25 years behind bars, while his defense attorneys asked for 10 or fewer, saying prosecutors' request was tantamount to a life sentence. Well, 30 years is tantamount to a life sentence. Survivors of Kelly's abuse held hands and prayed as U.S. District Court Judge Ann Donnelly began reading his sentence. Kelly, who wore a tan prison uniform, dark-rimmed glasses, and a black mask at the hearing in federal court in Brooklyn, showed no emotion. Quoted as saying, "You left in your wake of trials of broken lives," Donnelly told Kelly, whose full name is Robert Sylvester Kelly. In deciding the sentence, Donnelly said she considered Kelly's own traumatic childhood, during which his attorney said he was repeatedly sexually abused by a family member and a landlord. "It may explain at least in part what led to your behavior," the judge said. "It most surely is not an excuse." And then she sentenced Kelly to 30 years, convicted Kelly. A jury convicted Kelly last September on 9 counts, including 1 charge of racketeering, 8 counts of violations of the Mann Act, a sex trafficking law. Prosecutors from the Eastern District of New York accused Kelly of using his status as a celebrity and a network of people at his disposal to target girls, boys, and young women for his own sexual gratification. Monster. I don't care how many albums you got, how many songs you still nod your head to. It's horrific what R. Kelly has been accused and tried of and found guilty of. Horrific. And there's a dark side to the music industry. There's a very dark underbelly to that music industry. A lot of people say it. You don't want to believe it, but this is one of the characters that was allowed to parade and survive in that industry. Let me check the text lines real quick. "Hey, Naughty, it doesn't matter how long people are on, they will pay. R. Kelly got 30 years. Castration, physical or chemical, should never be made legal anywhere. If you castrate me by mistake, I'm innocent." Exactly. And how heinous is that? There's other ways to sentence people for heinous crimes. You know, there's always saying two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, what's that going to do? And like you said, there's so many layers to that. Real quick, let me get this call before we go to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Make it quick. We got to go to the break. Who's this?
Hey, Nari.
Hey, what's
can
happening?
Can I give you two to pick one?
Yeah.
That's in the car.
Go ahead.
The Bible or a towel?
No.
Wow.
That's
okay,
not it.
Thank you.
All right. Try me again, Brayman. Be safe. All right. Let's go to that commercial. We'll be back on the flip side of the break to wrap things up right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% K5s and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place? Is your place?
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You don't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I write here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Fast vacation.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Get ready for more with the new Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich at Dunkin'. More delicious ingredients and more vibrant new flavors, so you can get more out of every moment. The Dunkin' Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich features oven-roasted tomatoes, pesto spread, and melted cheddar cheese, sandwiched between two slices of authentic toasted sourdough bread. For flavors that are bold and bright, the Dunkin' Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich is tomato pesto perfection. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, can I give a shot to the trivia?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it drinking straw?
No, not drinking. Not drinking straws. You know what it is? We got an answer off the text lines. You want me to tell you what the answer was?
Sure.
Extra pair of underwear.
What?
Yeah. 32% keep an extra pair of underwear in the car. I don't know why. You never know.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I guess it might have had some shorted moments in their life, you know?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. All right. So we do have a winner to the trivia. The extra pair of underwear. Let me go to the text lines as, you know, as I wrap up my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Because, you know, I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, let me remind you people, they got some goodness going on at Dunkin' I don't want you to miss out on. All right. If you're an iced coffee lover, get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. Try the new cake batter signature latte. Combining rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor for a party in every cup. It is all good. I had some today. I suggest you try it. It's waiting on you with your favorite sandwiches, your favorite donuts, at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and two out at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Naughty, like I said and like I mentioned, the most important part to my comment is that with castration, physical or chemical, should never be made legal anywhere. If you castrate me by mistake, I'm innocent. Society will suffer loss of many lives for that, because only males are being affected with that kind of punishment. Good point. Very good point. And of course, you dealing with multiple layers to that onion right there. Naughty, we have plenty more R. Kellys around here. I totally agree. And that's why we need to put into place things that we said we're going to put into place to protect our kids, like the Marco Alert, and like a listing of sexual offenders. And we need to start calling these monsters what they are, pedophiles, monsters. And it's become a lot of this happening in Bahamian society over the years, when people turn a blind eye, it's become the norm. No. You got to say where wrong is wrong and call wrong for what's wrong. And don't be afraid to do it, especially when you're dealing with kids. It's a horrendous situation right there. What else is happening? Naughty. You think R. Kelly in this day and age would do from jail? No, I don't think I'd let him do any prison recordings, all right? It ain't going to be like Johnny Cash singing like when he was locked up. It ain't going to happen. No. Not a good look. I think he needs to ride off in into the sunset and pay his dues to society. I think another one that's going to be subject to more backlash, I think it's going to be Bill Cosby as well. See more of that coming up too. Here's another one right here. Naughty, let me chime in on your coffee break. You ever noticed that 9 months ill, 9 months in, BPL is going up. Bahamas Air is going up. Inflation is over 10% locally. the highest consumer price index ever. More small businesses are going under than opening. Crime is increasing. And now summer is here, meaning BPL about to do food. Very interesting points right there. And a lot of these can be addressed because people are spinning the wheels in the mud, distracted by other, you know, political propaganda. You know, it is what it is. If you want to, you know, miss the forest for the trees and focus on the things that are not as pertinent as these kind of things, then this would be going to be. But some good stuff right there. Inflation over 10% locally, highest consumer price index ever. And this was interesting. More small businesses are going under than opening. And we should be encouraging entrepreneurialism and personal business and self-owned businesses. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you need to go ahead and prioritize, and let's look what you need, what you want to beat up your gums about and what you want to focus your energies on. And you get caught in the wrong chat group on social media, you'll get distracted with the fake news and the posturing and the propaganda and the pontification. It's ridiculous. All right. So with that being said, great first hour, everybody who chimed in on the text lines, on the phone lines. We're going to go to the break. On the flip side of the break, obviously we go to the news. On the flip side, right after the news, Earl the Pearl will be chiming in via the Zoom. We'll be joined in studio by Peter Rahim. We've got some other special guests coming, so keep it right where you got it. All right, it all continues right after the news, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
There it is. Check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the worst. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned. Your bare heels flash like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, the Pan American Health Organization, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:08 p.m. is the time on this Wednesday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty, any company, right up until 6 p.m. Big up to all the sponsors as well, man. Greatly appreciated. Appreciate y'all coming on board, staying on board, and making it do what it do, as Ray Charles would say. Couldn't do it without you. Greatly appreciate you. And for those joining us next week, welcome aboard. We'll talk more about that on Friday. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got the phone? All right, we lost our one? Not a problem. So, let's get up into this by Naughty Johnny's. Today in sports history, that is, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. You know that. They got a different special daily lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour, guaranteed. Give them a call. Find out what they got chefed up for you daily. 377-7776. I know the staple on Thursday is split pea soup with dumpling. And all kind of meat. My God, it's off the chain. 377 7-6. All right. Always make sure to check Naughty Johnny's. Ask him what the special is, Diddy. They'll hook it up for you. Don't forget, that's lunch and dinner Monday through Friday. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Happy hours, Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's. Tonight's Wednesday, 5 to 7, happy hour going on. It just started. So if you live in the West, you know, matriculate out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Well worth the trip. Go on out there by Naughty Johnny's. Grab you some food. Grab you a cocktail or two and love yourself. It's Wednesday. Let them help you get over the hump, you know? All right? So give them a call. Like I said, Naughty Johnny's, 377-7776. All right. On this day in sports history, not a lot happened, I'll tell you. Today is Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. 1897, the Chicago Cubs scored 36 runs in a game against Louisville, setting a record for runs scored by a team in a single game. 1941, Joe DiMaggio got a base hit in his 42nd consecutive game. He broke George Sisler's record from 1922. 1958, Brazil defeated Sweden 5-2 in the World Cup. Pelé, at the age of 17, scored a goal in the game. 1998, with negotiations on a new labor agreement at a standstill, the National Basketball Association announced that a lockout would be imposed at midnight. And that's it. Nothing else has happened major on this day in sports. Sports quote of the day, you have no control, it does. You only have control over what you do. AJ Kitt. And that's a pretty good quote right there. You can only control what you can control. You can't control anything else. Anyhow, we got Pearly on the Zoom yet? All right, I think the Dodgers might have an early game. Let me see what's going on with Pearly. Pearly should be chiming in short order. I know we will be joined shortly by Peter Raheem. We're going to have some special guests in the studio, but we'll wait for Pearly to chime in. And he may be tied up today. You never know. Pretty might have stayed up late watching baseball. He might be asleep. Anyway, we'll slide on and keep it moving. Of course, we'll get into to the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, that Zesty Whopper off the chain. I enjoyed the heck out of that yesterday. That was all G-double-O-D good. Don't mind me scoffing it down. It's all good. And you definitely need to check it out. You got the two cheeses going on. All right. You got the sauce, the zesty sauce, the BK zesty sauce. You got the fried onions on there as well as the lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and pickles. And that sauce. Oh, my God. That sauce is so good. So be sure to try the Zesty Whopper today. Get it, flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based at your favorite Burger King for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Cravin app. Now, let's check out the local sports headlines, all brought to you by Burger King Nassau. And now, let's check out the sports headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. Smith receives full ride to IMG Academy. Zaria Smith was said to be one of the players representing the Bahamas in junior girls basketball at the FIBA America's Under-15 tournament. And we'll talk about that, too. But an injury kept her from traveling with the team. On Monday, she got news of her life that she was one of six recipients of a full scholarship to IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, through its inaugural Women in Sports Committee, WISC Scholarship Program. Smith just completed the ninth grade at St. Augustine's College. She said she was surprised with the scholarship offer and is happy for the opportunity as she continues to further her basketball career. Quoted as saying, I'm grateful for the opportunity because it's a very expensive school. It will help me on my journey. Out of all persons, they chose me. It will help me to be motivated. I'm excited to attend that school where I will be able to play a lot of games. It will actually give me the exposure I need to become a WNBA player. So she's got her goals. Congratulations to young Miss Smith. She's got her head on right. She's focused. And we wish her nothing but the best. And that is a big opportunity, IMG Academy. If you look at some of the male athletes that have come out there, the NBA is littered, and I mean that in a good way, not a bad way, with products from the IMG Academy. So this is definitely a good look. Now, speaking of the girls' team, story by Sheldon Longley, the Bahamas girls remain winless. Listen, Team Bahamas couldn't have asked for a rougher start to the FIBA America's Under-15 Girls Central Basket Championships this week as they remain winless in three games, and they got obliterated in every one. Now, About after we got the boys, ended their version of the tournament in fourth. And that was good because they lost their first three games and ended up winning the last two to finish fourth out of eight, I think. And they could have done better. They let a couple get off the hook. It's been a totally different story for the girls. They've been hammered in all three of their games. Okay? And trust me, it wasn't pretty. They lost to Puerto Rico 101-20. That's correct, 101-20. All right? Again, they lost another game, I think 100-19. Okay? It's like... And now I hear that there's people a little upset about the commentary in the media about the team losing 119-19 to lose by 100 points and then 101-20. Come on. Those scores are horrible. We need work with the under 15 girls program. Yes, we've had injuries. Yes, we've had some key players get scholarships like we just mentioned in the previous story. But at the end of the day, we have to stockpile as much talent in youth sports, especially for the national teams, especially when it comes to basketball. We should already know who the crop is coming in after Jonquil. When she's ready to hang it up, who are going to be the next three or four that break through to keep us in the WNBA and keep the Bahamas relevant in pro sports? And get in there, you have to take the good with the bad. And you have to use these kind of losses to figure out where the program is really at, what it needs to go forward, and what it needs to get better. And we need to look at how we're going to invest in our sports and in youth sports so that we can maintain a high level of competition within the region and the world. But that's part of sports. It comes with criticism. So you can't get upset and say, hey, they were making fun. No, listen. If it hits SportsCenter, if it elsewhere, they're going to have something to say. 119-19? That's 100 points. That's a blowout. 101-20? I mean, come on. That's an 81-point defeat. The program is lacking. And it's not criticism, it's just harsh reality. It's lacking. It needs to get better, and we need to figure out the ways that we're going to improve the women's product here. But sometimes criticism is needed. Constructive criticism is needed in order to make one better. You might not want to hear it after you lose by 100 points, but hey, you need to hear it. And sometimes it's better to hear it right after a horrific blowout loss like that. So it remains fresh in your mind and you stay focused, knowing moving forward what you need to do to get better. But we can't have poor results and then not allow people to be critical or have their commentary. It's not all going to be favorable. And we have to be able to take what is constructive criticism, take it for what it is, and get better from it. And then you know what? Political criticism, other criticism comes from and how it's motivated. So consider the source. But to just say they can't be held accountable, yes. If they won by that point, you'd want everybody in their mom to talk about this team. But anyway, I digress. We got Pearlie zoomed in on the Zoom. Earl the Pearl, what's going on?
A pleasant good afternoon, sir, and how are you?
I'm good, man. Let me know how you feel, man. We had two horrific losses, the girls under 15. Unlike the boys who rallied back after, you know, getting beat twice and humbled and bucking their toe, they actually won the last two, finished fourth out of eight. The girls, not so much. 101-20 and 119-19. And the biggest thing was they didn't want people to be critical or have commentary on the thing. No, you have to. No.
No. No. This is the way I look at it. Because two or three of those kids are from the greatest school in the Bahamas. So I have to, you know, be very guarded how I speak about
it. No, only two, because one was injured and she ended up at IMG Academy, by the way.
Anyway, they're young. They don't have the experience of playing basketball from they were 4 or 5 years old. Most of these girls just get into it when they get grade 6 or 7. They don't have the experience of playing like that, going into that. So this is an experience thing for them. I didn't expect them to win. I didn't expect them to get beat like this. But I wouldn't be critical of them. I would be more encouraging.
That's what I'm saying. And when I say critical, it needs to be constructive criticism with some encouragement so they know how to get better and how to proceed in order to get to that next level. But you can't just sit there and say, okay, you lost by 100. Don't say nothing. Leave them. You don't get better that way. Yes, I mean, you know, we're going to stick our head in the sand and say, well, oh, the Cowboys lost because of this or and just ignore it, or the Dolphins lost because of it. No, you don't get better that way. You got to address the issues. I got some Texas chiming in. Naughty makes one wonder who's coaching these teams. Do they really know anything about basketball or coaching? We still got Pearly there, or are you going MIA quick again? Huh?
I didn't realize I'm muted. Sorry. You can't say that. You can't say who coaching and all that stuff. These kids are I'm willing to bet you any amount of money, if not all, just about all of those girls, this is their first time traveling to a tournament.
So you're saying they ultra fresh and green.
Yes. I'm almost certain of that, and I could be wrong. But I don't think many of them traveled before.
Yeah.
This is under 15. These are 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. They, like the American girls, these kids be playing, and you and I speak, it's not just in baseball when we speak about the kids trying to get them to play 40, 50 games.
As correct.
The 20 games. And all sports across this country, in school sports, these kids only play 10, 12 games a season. They don't have the experience. The experience is the issue, not the talent, not the coaching. I could be wrong. It could be, but I'm going to side with the experience on this one. And I think we got good coaches. I think we got talented players. And I believe it's just the experience. And I think they may have been overwhelmed. And I bet you they've been a game, though. They've been a game.
All right, well, I got somebody chiming on the text lines, and we've mentioned this before on the show as well. Not even need to bring back mini league basketball. At least the fundamentals will be there at an early age, and mini league is good because there's more games they get to play. You know what I mean, Pearly?
Exactly. They should be playing tons of games. These kids playing basketball, when they play their high school basketball games, these kids probably don't play twice as many games in AAU or park leagues or whatever league. They're playing basketball all year round. They're playing baseball spring, summer, and fall. The kids got to get reps. All these sports are not just playing, but it's repetition. It's doing it, getting experience, getting chemistry,
anyway,
learning this.
I got one for you, Pearly, off the text line. It says, oh, Lord. Naughty, I know you and Pearly sometimes will take the opposite road from each other. Obviously, Pearly taking the low road today. I don't want to lose in a game of Uno. So you know I ain't losing by 100 points. Pearly, spiritual advisor, chief statistician, please get real. That's 100 points they lost by, my brother. End quote.
Listen. I don't like losing in Uno.
But I hate losing in Uno, too. And you know who's killed me in Uno? Sancho, boy. Sancho from a little boy used to kill me in Uno, but he's gifted at that game, boy. Stat boy.
Listen, I'm a Uno. God, let me call it like, I love playing Uno.
Boy, I tell you.
But back to reality. I understand what you're saying, and you don't want to lose. But I wouldn't want those kids to come home under heavy criticism and no, I would want them to come home and say, hey, you tried, you get your butt kicked, you know, we'll do better next time, you got to work a little harder, let's see what we did wrong, we work on this. That's what I would like to do. I would like to be more encouraging. If this were the national team, this buddy them in there, because they playing next week, right? Next week, Tuesday.
Correct.
If they get beat by 100 points, I won't eat them for breakfast. But not these kids, not these little girls. I think we should encourage them. We just talked about how basketball women, how Jonquel and others don't get the WNBA don't get the recognition. And I'm telling you, women's sports, we need to encourage them. If we start bashing them, they can get other girls to want to come play. And that's where the sport will not grow.
And speaking about WNBA, Did you see that site out of Russia with Brittany Griner getting taken to court today? Or yesterday?
No, I
fully shackled, arm shackles with a lead chain and everything, man. I mean, Russia and them really need to stop being so draconian in some of the ways that, you know, they conduct themselves. And it's not looking good. She's not going to have her case isn't going to come up for another 3-4 months, possibly even longer. And then she's looking at a possible 10-year sentence.
Wow. Wow.
You know, somebody got to look at trying to break Brittany out of there. That don't look too good right now. And considering the world climate and everything with Russia at war with Ukraine, I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly. We got a caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
It's not the young children, you know. It's the coaches.
All right, Brayman, I got you.
Coaches are the blame. Thank you.
No, go ahead. You got more to chime in on with that, or that's just your one statement? It's the coaches.
That's just my one statement. All right. The coaches are the blame.
All right, Brayman. Thank you. And, you know, I look at it like that, too. Sometimes when a team loses, the first line of accountability, Pearly, is the coaching staff. You know what I mean? But I will tend to give the benefit of the doubt because I've heard your impassioned plea today that this could genuinely be a first-time team. A literal, this is all first-time trip.
Don't get me wrong. It could be coaching. But I'm just saying, I would rather look first instead of speculating.
You're trying to remain holistic.
Yes, yes, yes. I could come back next week and say, you know, all the bad words they know about the coaches, but today,
so
I'm gonna say
I get your point.
I don't think telling me this.
I get your point. Buddy's AAU team loses by 100 points. We could all go ape you know what on that one, because that ain't supposed to happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got another caller there, Pearly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nardio, they're happy.
What's going on, Happy? What's that going on with you, man?
Good. You know, my thing on this whole thing is that we always jump to the conclusion of whatever is whatever, and we expect our athletes when we go away for everybody to win up everything. But the question I asked in the sports chat the other day and also today is this. Do we know what was the goal for this team when they went away and measure their results, their production based on the goals that were set for the team? It mightn't be to win one game. It might be for some other personal thing. It might be experience, whatever it might be. But do we know that? We just like to jump on and complain about this and that. But you have to start somewhere. Even if you had a big break and a lull off, and we expect to be at a higher standard, but if you ain't there, you ain't there. You
know? Yeah, I mean, the score.
That makes sense. You know?
That makes plenty sense, Happy. You know, that's some good points.
Yeah, I shouldn't say nobody, but I know we didn't speak to the coaching staff to see what their expectations were. You know, we, you know, the Shawnees and the Stevie spoilers rotten and the other spoilers rotten. We used to win it. But, you know, there comes a time that you got to throw some blows to win.
And
so
part of
the coaching staff, they said, listen, we're not going to do well. This is a team full of experience. And I love to speak to the coaching staff when they get back.
Now, what we have to do is farms and academies and fund all of those things so that then we'd be better equipped. Because that playing number of games that you talk about, I remember when I was playing baseball,
but I mean,
to Canada and come back,
Happy,
after missing all those games.
When I talk to other coaches that coach 12U and try and arrange tournaments in the States and stuff, one of the first questions they asked me was, Naughty, how many games you guys played this year? And I got to sheepishly lie and say 20 some, almost 30.
Yeah.
But I know only 18 played.
But
now they played 64-100 in their season. So who's gonna have the better teams? The kids with more reps.
But my nephew and Grand Bahama, Coach Denzel Knowles, he takes a team every summer and winter away with him, which is in the 242 Elite program. And he has the D1 development, regular skills development program. But, you know, the thing is, they don't play enough games, but they tend to get their sync around almost the end of the program when they already get acclimatized to the bright lights and the this and the that and all that, and the way of movement and the amount of games you're playing, and their body start to get in sync. Then they start to play better. But you have to have the repetition. If you don't have the repetition, you're not going to get better.
I agree. Yeah. And most of these sports are muscle memory happy, so you gotta have the repetitions.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, on another note, what you think about some of them moves in the NBA, man? Happy?
Some of the what?
Some of the moves in the NBA.
Yeah, they're wasting the time, man. Golden State can win three of the next four.
Oh, you've been hanging out with Draymond, eh?
No.
Because Draymond said the same thing today,
I picked from last year, I said Golden State was going to win this year. Right? And I said Boston is going to win another championship before L.A. wins the championship. I know you don't want to hear that.
No, I want to hear that because then maybe that would get LeBron to get out of L.A. And yeah. I could go back to watching my Lakers.
Boston ain't going to win no championship before L.A. Don't pull yourself up. You see? Me and you friends, don't make me bad today. Let me tell my happy vibe, please.
LeBron ain't going to stay nowhere where he don't believe he can win. He won't go where he can manufacture a win quickly.
You got it. But right? but Happy Pearly say you're running him hard today, man, because you.
Hey, LeBron, I mean, you need to go back to putting for the Knicks like me from the beginning. But the bottom line is,
Happy. Wait a minute. What he used to put for the Knicks back in the day, was there a time that he moonlighted pulling for the Knicks?
No, my daddy was a Knicks fan.
Right, so you put for the Knicks.
No, Earl Thompson Sr. was the Knicks fan. Junior, I was a Bill Chamberlain fan.
I know your daddy. You had to pull what he was pulling for until you get big enough and man enough to stand up on
your own. You're 5 years pull, Pearly. You're 5 years pull. Thank you, Happy.
All right. Anyway, you all enjoy.
Thank you, Happy, I love you for that one, man. I appreciate you now. Pearly, you're 5 years pull. Stop it.
That's a good one.
Stop it.
Why did that last this morning?
And guess what? If I know your daddy, that's true. You probably had to pull for the next tell you it's rusty 2021. That get out of my house.
No.
Just start pulling for the Lakers. So guess what? You got all that George Mikan information out of the sporting news, eh?
Sunday. Listen to me very carefully. We live in a little house on Muscoe Street and Dunmore Avenue. Right now where the Urban Renewal Center is today, we had an antenna. Basketball used to come on Friday nights at 11:30 p.m. tape delayed. You used to see predominantly the Lakers or the Knicks. My dad was a Knicks fan, and one night he came home and the game was on. He said, "You still up?" I said, "Yeah, the Lakers playing." He said, "Well, you know, I'm a Knicks fan." I said, "Well, I'm a Laker." That's how him and I started pulling Knicks against the Lakers. When Magic became a Laker, he joined the Lakers.
So that's right after you tell you get out of this house, eh?
No. I was a 9-year-old kid.
Oh.
9-year-old kid.
Okay. You was 9-year-old brave. 9-year-old
kid. My dad died a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. A Willie Stargell fan. A huge Willie Stargell fan.
Ah, Lord. He was pulling for the Pirates all them years?
He's a Pirate
post fan. Willie Stargell, 1977-79, Willie Stargell.
Remember, we have family.
Sledge.
Yes.
John the Candyman, Candelaria on the mound. Kent Tecovy closing it. You had the Junkyard Dog, Bill Matlock at third. You had the Cobra, Dave Parker in left field. You had a decent little second baseman.
In actuality...
And the catcher was pretty decent, too.
In actuality, in his later years, he left the Lakers and became a Heat fan and left the Pirates and became a Marlin fan because he wanted to pull for all the Miami teams.
He's kind of like LeBron, but...
You know? He just wanted to be a Miami fan because he was able to go to see the Heat play. But he was a Knicks fan because he spent many years and plenty family in New York.
Well, there you go.
From the Hamptons from Harlem to the Hamptons.
And you said, forget the Big Apple, bro. I like Minnesota. I'm going to just Minnesota everything once I go to college in Minnesota.
Minnesota was the bomb. It's the bomb.
Yeah.
It's different. I'm very, very honest. Because of my Catholic faith, I ended up in a Catholic school. But what I like about Minnesota, it got me to appreciate what we have here. Get me to appreciate that we could have 85 degrees on Christmas Day. Get me to appreciate what we have beaches and sun. I look at it as a different world for me. Because what we have here, we take it for granted what we have here. But when you go up there, you know in January it's 20 below. You remember Sanders Beach plenty.
Yeah, you remember Sanders Beach plenty too, but somehow I know you, man. In minus 20, you was in the room and probably surrounded by plenty gas. I know you go, Pearly.
And then they get my degree.
I know, but you also come to be a Bahama host. Anyway, let's go to the break. Happy pulling your file today, boy. I'm glad we got a little history out of that Thompson household, man. That's good stuff. We'll be back at you 5:35 p.m. is the time. And Earl the Pearl will pick it up. We'll talk who's in, who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Coming up on the flip side of the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. Very small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Hey, Dubs, the voice I'm getting on.
It's a lie!
I'm telling you, Dubs. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That look is fit inside the bag then, T.
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T.
I know, Dubs, it's kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the bag.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I saw it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the two fly free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We'll be right back.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. The Wednesday edition continues right now. 5:40 p.m. is the time. Down the home stretch we come. Erla Pearl back in with me on Zoom. And we got Peter in because he's in the hallway. And I don't think he can get in. And, you know, Peter in the get, and I think we got guests today with Peter. So we get into that interview in short order. But Pearly, a couple of things came through on the text line for you. Number one, Naughty, please tell Earl, watch his Laker mouth. Boston will win another championship before the Lakers. Heard that one, Pearly?
Boston got there because Middleton was hurt. That's all I have to say.
All right. And then, of course, you know, one thing I like about Peter, right? He won't wait. He just barge in the studio, open up the door, make all kind of noise. Just like, he didn't get to the bar on Friday. No brought up see whatsoever. You can tell he didn't go to soccer St. Andrews. I'll tell you that much right now.
No, he didn't. That's not American. See, that's not American influence.
Yeah, that uncouthness, you know?
That predominantly Caucasian school.
That's that Chicago Bear mantra, you know? That's like them dudes who used to be on Cheers, all swell up and drunk up at the bar, knocking stuff over, you know? The Bears! Anyway, Earl of Pearl. Somebody else chimed in. Ask Pearly if he remembers them Chippenham Park League basketball days. You remember the Chippenham Park League basketball days, Earl?
Holy Spirit Church. Across the street. And when Chippenham boys get Lewis fight break out.
Boy, you know it. You know it well. You know it very well.
Yeah, you had some great kids on the Chippenham to play basketball. You got a young man by the name of Lorenzo Carter, who's probably one of the greatest all-around
athletes, period, in the country.
The place this brother excels in. Softball, basketball, baseball, cycling, anything he participates in. And so, you know, he's what you call one of the Chippenham legends.
And I know, like I know he's been going through a rough go lately. Rans has been dealing with some kidney issues. I know he's got a GoFundMe account up there as well. So, you know, take the time, find that GoFundMe account. It's right on his Facebook page. Like the account, you know, donate. It's all for a great cause. I thought I'd mention that as you brought that up because, you know, despite him being one of the greatest athletes of all time, it's a sobering reminder that we all can be affected by, you know, physical ailments. And he got some issues going on with his kidneys.
Me and you would do all kind of crazy things. And this brother, you know,
what I do?
Keep his body fit, work
Jack
out all
and Coke
the time.
Is the best of me right there. That's the worst I do. Jack and Coke.
Yeah. Jack and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Jack and Coca-Cola. Let's get it right. Coca-Cola. Some people like to throw things behind your name, you know? And then you tell them, prove it, because it's a lie and it's slander and libel. They just run off and chase the next available party leader they could find.
Then you win the lawsuit. I want a Tesla.
No, we donated not to charity, man. We donated not to Candy Gibson Phone, man.
Okay. I mean,
we'll keep some money out for some Dunkin' and some Jack Daniels. Outside of that, the majority of it, like 90.
You really want to bring up the name Dunkin' in front of me today, right now, on a Wednesday?
98% of the rest will go to charity.
Okay.
Because they need it.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, man. Have you ever heard, and maybe you got to come on earlier, and then we'll take the break and then we'll get in with Peter in the interview. But have you ever heard, like, one person having five different names, but them one collecting all the money? Allegedly?
I've heard that for over 10, 15 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
So let me put it on there. Let's say you hear it. I've heard it.
But I've heard
some people about the number of companies. See, we just say contract. Right? So when we hear contract, we thinking they're getting $500,000 contract. They probably get $750 contract or $1,500 contract.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, though.
No, but I say at the end of the day, it may out of day $5,000. But what I'm saying is, when we hear contract, our mind automatically runs with, but, dude, this is going to get one big-time, five big-time contracts, he must be a millionaire. And he only getting out of the five of them $4,000 or $5,000. That's the point I'm raising.
Yep. That's a good point.
Contract. We should look at the amount, the cost of the contract, and then make a decision. If he get $5,000, $50,000 contract, I can say, okay, hold on. But if you give him $3,000 or $4,000, $15,000 or $1,000 contract, I don't mind. Come on, man. We really nitpicking if we getting upset with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but my other thing about it is, how it could be a five other people naming one person collecting. That's what makes me, you know.
I gotta see that. I ain't let nobody tell me that. And I ain't getting like hearing that.
Yeah.
You know, it could be, you know, if the people get
yeah,
a business license.
We gotta know all the facts. We gotta know all the facts so we don't have no issues, if you know what I'm saying.
No, because so, you know, people that say things, but you know, they don't be true, and then you be going to listen to these things, you know. And I'm one of people say plain things, but be really true. And then be nobody coming back and saying sorry afterwards.
No, they're proving so it, they can't. Then they'd like to have their day in court, you know?
My whole thing about it is, let's hear what's going on. Let me see. And let me, okay, this is what it is. Okay, all right. Because if you can't prove it, don't talk it.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it.
This ain't got nothing to do with what party I support or don't support. This got to do with what's been going on in these contracts.
Right, this is the country.
I don't have a problem with them contracts as long as they're done properly.
There you go.
Work has to be done.
I agree with you in that regard, Pearly. Once the I's dotted and the T's crossed, we good.
Fine.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
When you want. Go ahead. Because no. I was control something like that, but we talking sports.
Yeah, we can go to the break. On the flip side of the break, we got Peter Raheem in the building, and Jay is in the building as well. He's going to get us all caught up off of his latest bodybuilding tournament. I think that was another great success. So we'll chop that up on the flip side of the break and wrap things up with that interview right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Wednesday edition. Don't touch it.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our 7 locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You know, we want to get this in, and I appreciate them being here right now. A lot of traffic out there on the road, so it's kind of hectic. But as you know, Earl the Pearl always chiming in every day on the Zoom. Peter Rahim is another contributor. And Peter gets out there with a lot of local sports events going on, up close and personal. I know we're going to have Keith Snowmage. He's going to be in here on Friday, and we'll be talking Aftershock Boxing Club and their big boxing tournament coming up in tribute to Ray Minas, correct?
Right, the one that they did on Saturday just left. It was a tremendous success.
All right, so we'll be doing the recap of that. And, of course, we got Jay Johnson back in studio. I know we had him on a couple of weeks ago. Only one of the few pro card-carrying bodybuilders in the country. Use that mic right there, man.
Yes, he absolutely is.
Glad to have him here. Yes. Good to see you again, Jay. Tell us how it went on the last competition that you were involved in. That's what, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago over to Alanis. It was a really great experience. It was my first time competing.
As a pro?
As a pro in that federation, the World Beauty Fashion Fitness Mall Show. It's usually venued here every year, and that was my first time competing. And I'm actually the only Bahamian that ever competed in that. In the history of the Bahamas, so that was an accomplishment.
Milestone.
Right, just to even walk on stage.
They could only tie you now. Nobody could ever break that.
Yeah.
So how did it go? How did the competition go?
Well, see, it was a lineup of six guys. Well, unfortunately, I didn't make the top three. But just to say that I made it there on stage to represent my country, my hometown, that's an accomplishment for me. And that speaks volume for the caliber of the audience what's here in the Bahamas and to show the other international athletes that we have a lot of great athletes in the Bahamas.
Do you know what you need to work on coming off this latest tournament just to get where you need to be in the top three?
Yeah, so I homework. I look at the other competitors and I realize what I need to work on. And you know, my experience in bodybuilding, you know, if it's their first rodeo, they're not gonna give you first place like right away, especially with Johnny come lately. So you know,
obviously, these guys have experience. They have reputations. They've been there before. They know judges. They know people in
exactly.
the facilities.
So, you know, they're...
And the federations.
So they're ready for the rise of the judges. But, you know, I'm not making this excuse. But just like I said, to make it on stage as the only Bahamian with that pro card,
that's definitely an accomplishment. You have to be commended on that.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here? What's up next?
Well, I'm looking at two IFBB International bodybuilding shows what I'm looking at now on the schedule, what I'm preparing for. Those ones are more in the men physique category because the latest one I did was more a fitness modeling show, which is more fitness, fashion, elegance look. So the men physique is more strictly hard, strictly conditioned, dry, muscular, vascularity, bodybuilding, what I'm going to be doing. So that's more focus, more dieting, that's more intense training for that federation, which is the IFBB, which is more well-known than the WBFF.
So that's what you're trying to shove all in on right there, put all the things in the middle of the table in that, because it's obviously a bigger brand and more an intense brand.
Yeah, it's more intense, it's more worldwide recognized, so, you know, that one needs more focus in conditioning and dieting and more homework and, you know, more strategy to that, you know.
And in the downtime from training, you're still in the gym, you still do classes, you still do training, correct?
Yeah, that's a everyday thing for me, personal training. I get a lot of young athletes right now as I'm getting ready for the nationals, what's happening in the next 3 weeks. I have a couple, you know, three dudes, two females, what's going to be doing nationals. Yeah, we're just our nationals, the Bahamas Bodybuilding Federation, what's happening here. You got the team together for that.
That's awesome, man. And you're paying it forward. You're coaching up the younger athletes in the sport, in the discipline. So that's good. And how could folks reach out to you if they want to get trained or, you know, consultation and so on and so forth?
Well, you know, my contact is the same, 432-5165. You can either WhatsApp me, call me. You can always email me as well on jasonjohnson156@gmail.com. But, you know, the cell phone number is really more easy to contact me if you want to get ready for show, personal training, weight loss goal, muscle building. I'm the man for that, you know, to get you together.
All right. So that's something you definitely got to look for. And, of course, you're going to be trained by an actual pro with a card. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not too many Bahamians have pro cards. So obviously getting, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing and obviously achieving on the stage at the highest level. So that's definitely a good look. So Jay, keep us posted, you know, whenever the next show's coming up, so you can let us know what's going on with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, most
and
definitely.
Get you on and maybe bring some of the younger athletes to Javid Nationals coming up. Okay. Get them on and get them some exposure. Come you on. Know, we got to keep bodybuilding going in the country, man. Mm-hmm. That was big back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, man, I mean, half the national bodybuilding team used to be the bouncers to Waterloo. and they used to do, I mean, you used to see them out there, and people actually started wondering, but you're all so big, what you all be doing? And obviously, you know,
yeah,
a couple of the Woodside brothers used to be out there, and who else used to be out there? Mackie, and what's his name? Leonardo, running around the place now with, mm-hmm. in the purple Mustang, in the Bonnie colored Mustang.
The yellow one, black
now, but yeah, he used to be out there too. So, you know, we know and we've seen bodybuilding, and people came up with the papers covering a lot of bodybuilding events because that was big. So to see it go down and then come back up is awesome. And then it's important that we shed light on all Bahamian athletes, and especially one who's doing so well as you, man. So keep rumbling, young man. Keep doing it. You know what I mean? Get as many pro cards as you can. Get as many modeling contracts as you can. And keep training the youth, because I think they're going to come through the door right after you.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, just kind of keep the bodybuilding area up and running, you know.
But I commend you, because it's not an easy discipline. I've seen some documentaries on how you all have to eat and all the time and intermittent eating and fasting and so on. It's crazy. So for whatever you all have to go through, I always commend you all when you all achieve success, because you all put in a lot of sacrifice, man.
Yeah, it's more mental at the end of the part of the prep. You know, lifting weights, I tell people, is the most easiest part.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to dieting and that conditioning and last week, that's when it's more mental. And you got mentally bothered with yourself.
So let me ask you this, man, real quick. And I'll let Earl and Peter wrap things up and get us ready for tomorrow. But what's your number one cheat food when you could say, okay, I just come off. What's my number one cheat thing? What's your number one cheat thing?
Man, this is an easy one. Large pepperoni pizza with a nice Diet Coke soda.
Gone. All
man.
For you.
Yeah, man.
Nobody getting none of that.
What? Nobody got off the show.
Might lose a finger. All right, man, Jay. I appreciate you as always, man. And keep us posted, all right?
Definitely.
And let us know what's coming up next so we can follow you guys. Peter, good job as always getting out and about in the community, man. You got some other sporting events coming up. I know we got the Bahamas Flag football playoff action next week on Saturday. The semifinals and the finals will be decided.
And Coach Nico Bowles out there from, he's doing his thing. He has a camp tomorrow, and it's, you know, he's been working on it all week, and tomorrow I think it's the last day.
Is he coaching out on the 15 squad?
I don't think so.
We need to get on and talk what's going on with youth basketball, man, you know?
I think
15
but,
and under.
But he's I've been told that Coach Bowles is very hard on the coaching side. He's old school. But the kids he's coached, I've had no complaints from them. They love it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
He's big on coaching defense. If you can't play defense, then you're going to sit at the bench. So when you watch him coach, the five starters is five best defenders.
There you go. He old school for real. So we'll hear back again from Peter on Friday as well. He'll be in studio. Keishno Major will be talking with the Aftershock Boxing Club, you know, doing the rundown and the recap of that big show over the weekend and what they got coming up in the future. And tomorrow, our special guest will be Minister of Youth Sports and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg, making up. Unfortunately, couldn't make the previous engagement, but we have him confirmed for tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour, so we'll have some great conversation there. And on Friday, like I said, we'll have Peter back in studio along with Keishno Major. Earl the Pearl will always be here because Earl zooms in. Pearl, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Well, I hope I Colorado play the Dodgers like they're in the World Series. That's two. They didn't take two for me. I'm sad. So I got to go do some, you know, light some incense.
Yeah. Go deal with your Dodger Blues.
Yankees won 29 home runs for Judge, you know, since we like numbers.
And Peter's contributions today are all being brought to you by Morton Salt Company. The more the Yankees win, the saltier he gets.
That's all right. That's all right. October. Don't duck me then.
We ain't got to duck you. I don't think y'all could be there to duck. I think we could be there, and y'all won't.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to take until October to polish the 27 championship ring, so I'll see you in October, buddy.
All right. We got to get to the news, man. Great stuff today. Everybody who chimed in, all the contributors, man. Earl the Pearl on Zoom, Peter in studio, Jay, thanks for stopping by, my super producer, Big Chris. Great stuff today, talking ads, good stuff. Be good, Bahamas. We'll see you tomorrow, and if you can.